Athabasca, there was zero hype and no fanfare, but a critical position has been posted online for anyone to apply for. After months of campaigning and weeks of discussions with the Minister of Advanced Education Dimitrios Nikolades and Deputy Minister Rod Skura, the Keep Athabasca in Athabasca University, KAU, community group is hopeful one of the things they have been asking for will come to fruition. Once again, someone local on the Athabasca University, Board of Governors. I don't think it's a rule, but it's a tradition that there's always been some local person on the Board of Governors, said KAU member John Olarenshaw January 6. Current town of Athabasca mayor, Rob Belay, was the last local person, and since then there hasn't been a local. So, when we talk to the minister and the deputy minister, they both indicated they'd look at someone local, but, I don't think they'd give them preference, they're looking for the best people. The posting went up January 4 and closes January 18. Online applications are preferred using the EPAAS, Electronic Public Agency Appointment System, account, and you must provide a short four-line biography using the biography template found under Additional Documents section. If they are selected, they will be representing the university, they will not be representing the community, he said. Their job is to work for the benefit of the university. However, I think that someone living locally could bring that local perspective to the board considerations. Olarenshaw himself was on the Board of Governors for two terms, the maximum, while working at OU, so he and Belay, who was on the board from 2016 to 2020, are aware of how much work it can be. It's a lot of work, but I was working at, at the time, so, it just added to my workload a lot because each meeting, package, there was up to 400 or 500 pages to read through, said Olarenshaw. Belay concurred in a January 7 interview and noted for a time while he was there, the workload was even heavier. For a while there, because we were short so many board members, I was on just about everything, it was very busy, and then towards the end, it wasn't busy at all. I was only on one, said Belay. Committees include audit, executive, finance and property, governance, honorary awards, and human resources and compensation. According to the posting, the successful applicant will demonstrate good leadership, inspiring and influencing others, good governance with previous experience on boards or committees, good relationship, and community partnership, preferably in Athabasca in surrounding area. I think in the past, any minister, basically signed off on, names put forward, but I think lately the, government, is taking a little more interest in who is ending up on boards, said Olarenshaw. As well, applicants, may demonstrate background and experience in one or more of the following areas, like post-secondary education experience working with and influencing learning and innovation systems, human resources, and finance. The person chosen will share the responsibilities of governing, including formulating policies to decide on fiscal and academic matters, as well as establishing the purpose and vision of OU and commit to the academic, financial, and social well-being of OU. We gave them a whole slug of names, Belay said. Some people from the community who are willing to put their name forward. The process is usually you apply through the government, in the past anyway, and then there were interviews. The university put the names forward they thought were acceptable, and the advanced education minister has the final decision. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.